This is Raising Dad, a podcast all about, well, raising my dad.
That's what she thinks. It's actually about raising my teenage daughter.
I'm Calla.
And I'm Vince. We will go through the trials and tribulations of her teenage years and my early 30s.
Dad.
Okay, 40s, whatever.
Each week, we'll talk about the ups and downs of what it's like growing together.
We look forward to spending time hanging out with each other and with you.
This is Raising Dad. Hi.
Hey, we're back.
We're back, coming with the freshie.
8 month hiatus.
I actually checked, the last time we did it was October.
October of
2019, maybe.
Yeah. Who knows?
We know we have a huge fan base who's been waiting for us
back
on.
All 8 people have been waiting. They're dying to hear us.
Oh my gosh. I had to have someone take over my social media. I can't.
All this being said, time change is coming up.
Time change is coming up. Dad, okay, so spring forward, it's when I know it's, you get less sleep. You lose an hour. But
we adjust the clocks forward because it's spring forward. I thought they were going to do a vote on this. I thought this was going away.
I think it's stupid. I don't think it makes sense. But anyways, no, I had a question.
Sure.
So if I wake up at 8 and it's already bright outside, if I wake up at 8 in like 5 days, is it still going to be dark outside?
I think you're really confusing this. And if you were a farmer, this might help you out.
What? No, I'm serious. So is it going to be darker when I first wake? Explain it to me.
It's going to be light when you wake up.
No, it always is light when I wake up, but it's going to be a tad bit darker, right?
Yes, because normally it would be like 7 and you wake up at 8. So it's still darker, but it's now 8 o'clock.
I wake up at 8, but it feels and looks like it's 7 outside.
You're going to get more daylight though.
Okay.
So it's going to be daylight longer. So like when it's 6 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock, you still have some daylight there.
Okay, but the morning thing is still throwing me off.
So the morning is going to be, it's like if you woke up at 7, really it's going to be 8.
It's going to feel like 8 or it's actually going to be 8?
Oh, please, dear Lord.
Okay, fine. I'm just not going to know then. I'm going to be confused.
I'll tell you what, because you're homeschooled, just wake up whenever you want.
No.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you. It's not.
I'm just trying to prepare myself for how I'm going to feel.
There's no preparation for this.
Okay.
It's going to ruin your day.
All right.
Time change ruins my day. It really throws you off.
But the fall back one, I like. I like when I get an extra hour, I think.
Fall back is nice. Fall back is nice.
That one's nice. Yeah. Anyways.
That was it. I mean.
That was all we had.
That was all
beginning.
We had. So two minutes and 45 seconds of time change. And we're done. But you know what? We got a lot more to talk about, including Wheel of
Fortune.
We'll be back in a minute.
Okay. So, Wheel of Fortune.
So we're back, Wheel of Fortune. So our family is getting, so you know how people like Netflix and chill, right?
Uh-huh.
And they find movies and show and stuff.
I feel like that's an old phrase. I feel like that's not popular.
Anyways.
Now he's mocking me. Okay, just go. Just say what you're trying to say.
So what I was going to say is that our family lately has been getting into the Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, it's very weird. I don't know how that started.
I have no idea.
Week ago, somebody just turned it on. And like, then we all started watching it.
Everybody just kind of like sat down, like, you know, like when you're like walking by, like from the kitchen to the living room.
You might watch
it. And you're like,
you might take
hey, what's
a look.
That?
Yeah.
And you sit down. That's what happened to everyone.
Wait,
everybody,
let me just say, I like
down.
How you said like passing from the living room to the kitchen as if we live in like a huge house.
Our house is huge.
You can see the TV from the kitchen,
that's
like
true.
Inside the kitchen
that's
and the
true.
Living room and the dining room.
It's not that big.
You can see everywhere. But yeah, so the point is.
It's filled with love.
So the point is, it was all, someone randomly turned it on and then we were all like, might sit down and watch it. And then by the end of the episode, we're all like, oh, I know what that one is. And we're like trying to see who can get it first.
So true. First, I got to say that Pat and Vanna,
don't age. They don't age.
They're like, so they're probably like running on about 120 years old in the show business, and they don't age at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, kudos to them. I mean, that's pretty impressive. But I mean, I got to say, like, when I'm watching them, like, it looks like the same Pat Sajak when I watched him on a talk show when I was a kid or something.
Yeah.
And Vanna White looks pretty much the same.
The same. Yeah. She's aged pretty well. I obviously was very young, but I remember watching one episode a little while ago, a couple years ago, and like nothing has changed. Like Vanna especially, I was like, oh my gosh, she looks the same.
Right.
Like,
still turning letters.
Yeah.
I mean, she probably apparently, because it seems like people are getting louder, so maybe she's like, you know, getting older and can't hear as well or something, because people shout the T or, you know,
D.
I want to buy a vowel.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, why
are you shouting?
Why do they shout that?
I think mom said it was for pronunciation, but like, we can hear you. We can totally hear what you're saying.
And Pat's looking over at these people and, you know.
I like when he makes little remarks like, okay, not too loud, like that type of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and then what did everybody notice? Like Pat holds everybody's hand when he's like.
I was saying he holds the, like, all the ladies who are on the show. He doesn't obviously do it with boys, but he holds the lady's hand at the very end when he walks them to the spot where they're going to like do the final challenge or whatever.
A real gentleman.
Real gentleman. Yeah. I was waiting to see if he was going to do it to one of the fellas that was on there, but he didn't. But anyways, yeah, I was also thinking too how, you know how they always show the vacations that they're going to win? Like you get a trip to the Bahamas or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, this looks just like Palm Beach.
Yeah, it's like, unfortunate. I mean, it's fortunate that
we get to live here. Yeah.
It's unfortunate for these folks. They have no idea. So when they show like a, you know, you all-inclusive vacation to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
But the resort looks like, you know, the hotel we stayed at in, you know, South Florida or something.
Yeah, there's like all these palm trees, the beach. Yeah, it's super funny.
So for us, we're looking at it and we're like, okay,
that's normal.
Now what?
That's what what if you're from Palm Beach and you go on that show and you win a trip to, like, I don't know, like I was saying, the Bahamas. I don't think that would be that too exciting. It would be exciting because it was like a paid for a trip. But like, I feel like you should be able to know before you go.
I'm kind of a Debbie Downer, like on car prizes. So I'm always like, whenever, and I try not to, but whenever I see a car up there and one, it's not the brand that I sell or whatever, but then, and I see it and in my head, I'm thinking like, well, how much are they gonna have to pay in taxes?
That's me too.
I always go right to the finances. Well,
they're losing a bunch of money,
but you have to pay a bunch of taxes. So enjoy it, you know? And in my head, I'm like, I would just take that home and I would put it on, you know, like Craigslist or something or whatever. And I would just sell the car.
Gosh, I know. And they have like nice like sports cars too. But I was thinking like, I don't even like blink an eye when I see a sports car, which is crazy because we see them all the time down here. But normal people don't see sports cars every day. Like that's not a normal thing.
That's true. Living in Palm Beach, Florida, South Florida. I mean, you're driving around and you see, you know, G-Wagons and Lamborghinis and Ferraris and stuff.
There's
and
another car.
Like, oh, get out of my way, you know, and you're trying to just, you know, get into the, you know, Walgreens or something, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, move your Lamborghini, you crazy. I mean, you know, so it's different because we're used to seeing vehicles like that where a lot of people are not, like, you know, you live in, you know, some places, you know, rural Ohio or something, you're like, you're not seeing Lamborghinis driving around.
Yeah, all the time. That's what I was thinking too. Because the people on the show are like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, I saw one of those last week in the Publix parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, just hanging out there.
You know what I always say though?
What?
I'm an island boy.
Oh my gosh.
Island boy.
He won't stop singing this song. It's so annoying.
You know, I got to give it up to these two fellas. I mean, they really created something.
These two white kids on TikTok.
Whoa, that was a little
I'm just saying,
racy.
I was talking to him the other day about like
Island boy.
Dad.
Island boy.
Like the kids on TikTok, they just dance and they make a lot of money. And I kind of wish it was me. Like, I'm a little angry at them, but also a little jealous because I want to be doing that.
I'm a little jelly too, Avi.
Oh my gosh.
What?
No one says jelly.
I just did.
Nobody says jelly.
Whatever.
That's weird.
I just said it. We're all a little jealous. And if I could come up with a new TikTok dance, I would. But for now, we have to deal with what we've got. And these are the stars nowadays.
Yeah, it's true.
It's crazy. And there's so many more stars. So, like, you have your, like, movie celebrity, like, you know, A-list, like big stars. Yeah,
real celebrities.
Then you have like your like TikTok
influencers.
Stars. And they're stars too.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say somebody's an influencer, that means they're
influencing people. Yeah, they're like, it's their job.
They're creating trends.
It's, yeah, like there's like a special, there's like a special paparazzi YouTube channel that's literally just follows TikTokers around. Like they just follow them around with cameras, like these teenagers.
Yeah, I wish somebody would follow me around. They would see some things.
Vince, what are you eating for breakfast? Tell us. What would you say?
Probably like a Wendy's Baconator. You'd be like, is that healthy? I'd be like, yeah, bacon's healthy. Lots of protein.
Yummy.
Yummy.
Yeah, we should definitely get you on one of those.
It's an Impossible Baconator.
I love the Impossible ones.
Okay, it's not really. They don't do that, Cal. That's a certain stores. But anyways, let's not get into that.
Let's not get into burgers. Huh,
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But I'm an island boy.
Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, you're always doing like these like songs and stuff, but I've recently been making Dad do like dances on like Instagram Reels and stuff, and love them.
I've been bombing. I only got 2,000 hits on my last one.
Okay, this is
the one before that got 12,000.
He's basically so used to getting like 10,000 or more views on his personal Instagram page, like not even for a business. Like he's so used to that he had one the other day that got like over 2,000, and he was like, oh man, like it was a loss for him. Right, Dad?
Yeah, it's not a loss, but I was just like, I don't know like how it works, and everybody's trying to tell me like, you know, there's an algorithm and there's all these things and that type of thing. Yeah. I don't understand all that. Here's what I know. We did a little video.
It was very funny. It was like a popular TikTok dance. I kind of
think that, and I'm not trying to say, I think I'm funny. And then it went on there, and then it got, you know, 2,000 views. And we did one that was based on like work or selling cars,
yeah,
which was also funny, but it got like 12,000.
Yeah, it is a little weird. That's the thing. It depends
and
on who
not
sees
for
it.
Nothing, but Mom is where I'm setting my bar.
Yeah,
and she's got like hers half a million.
Good. Well, yeah, she runs a whole business, and yeah, she has like ones with 50,000, like and or 500,000. Yeah, like hers are kind of crazy. But it took a while to get there. It took like a lot of like consistent posting.
I want to see results overnight.
I wonder, this is so random, but haven't you heard the thing where like if you post it on TikTok, it gets way more views than Reels? Like it just does better on there.
So I'll do a little TikTok watching. I don't like to.
He's on Dad Talk.
Whoa. I don't even know what Dad Talk is.
So for those of you who don't know, there's different sides of TikTok. Like, so within the first.
For those of you who don't know, like.
For all
the dumb people.
When I told you this a couple weeks ago, you didn't know it and you still don't understand it. So I'm explaining it.
I totally
it
understand it.
Okay, so there's different sides of TikTok depending on like basically what you watch in the first 2 weeks of TikTok. Then they choose something. So if all you do is watch animal videos, then you're on Animal Talk and that's what you're going to be stuck on.
Speaking of animals, I hear your dog right now scratching at the door.
I know.
He's like, "Let me in."
Let me in.
Actually, she's like, "Sorry." I didn't mean to.
Why'd you call her a boy?
Well, because I wasn't sure and then she
also
but anyways,
he calls our cat a girl because he associates cat.
I don't know, I
like
feel like
feminine.
Cats are feminine, like I always associate.
We have one girl cat and one boy cat.
And then dogs are like kind of and she's got like a huge bark. So then I'm always like, and then in my head I'm thinking like she's a guy, but she's not.
She's a
guy. I know she's not because at night when I'm cuddling with her. And she's keeping me warm. I know that she's not. So then it really throws me off. So it's weird. It's a weird thing that I do, associating, cats with females, dogs with males. I mean, you know, I guess this could pour into a whole other subject, which I'm not going
to
get involved
in. Yeah, we don't need to get into that.
And we definitely don't want to get into that. That's not what this is about.
That's not the point. No, but there's different sides of TikTok and you are on Dad Talk. You watch all the dad videos. Like viral stuff that was popular like a month ago or something. Videos that have already gone around.
You know what's funny is
what?
While you're talking about all this, all I can hear is you talking. And that's like you talk through everything. You won't even let me get
a word. Oh, don't get me started because
you won't even let me talk about anything.
Who do you think I learned it from? Who do you think
I
learned it from?
Talk. It's like when Mom was saying we were watching a movie the other day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know. I just want to talk about the movie as the movie's happening. But you
No, I do the same thing.
Tried to talk over me while the movie's happening.
No, okay, here's what Mom told us. Apparently, I can't confirm nor deny this. Dad and I, well, we just like to commentate on what movie we're watching. And, you know, I would say we crack a lot of jokes depending on what we're watching. But that's not what Mom's here for. I don't think that's what my sister and brother are here for. I don't think that's what they do. But you and I love to just sort of talk about what's going on. And apparently it annoys some people.
I can't believe that. That's ridiculous.
I know.
Because we're just like really having a discussion about the movie while the movie's happening so that we can all be on top of everything.
More humor. We usually talk about what actors play what. That helps people get a background.
Mm-hmm. You're preaching to the choir, girl.
Yeah, I know. So if I, like, in the middle of a movie, shout out the name of an actor, that's helping. That's benefiting everybody.
Sometimes we have to like, sit there and Google, like, actors and try to figure out who's
who. Me and Dad
will
both be on our phones seeing who can figure it out first. Oh, they were in this movie. That reminds me. This is a very big development. I recently realized that I had those two brothers mixed up. What are the name of those brothers? Owen and what's the other one's name?
I don't know either,
but I literally had them mixed up. Like, I knew what they looked like, but I thought one was Owen and he was actually the other one. What's the name of the other one? Owen Wilson and why can I not think of him? Owen and
I have no idea.
Well, either way,
it was funny because she was thinking like she had the other Wilson brother, and she was like, "Oh, he's like the top, you know, A-list. He's like the popular,
the bigger one."
But it's not.
I reversed the names. So like the one who's in Legally Blonde. that's my movie reference. Is he the same one who's in The Family Stone? Are they the same brother? I forget. Or are those different ones?
Oh, yeah. No, that's the same one.
Okay. But is he the one who voices Lightning McQueen?
No.
That's not the same one?
No, Owen does.
So Owen's Lightning. But what's the name of the one in, like, Legally Blonde and Family Stone? I'm going to remember it after we're done on here. I'm going to remember the name.
Oh, my God.
But the point is, I had it all mixed up. And when I get into, like, a situation like this, I just start Googling pictures, trying to figure out, like, what I had wrong. It was really concerning to me.
Oh, excuse me.
That was fake.
High five.
That was fake. He was trying to segue into our next topic.
High five, brothers.
Okay. Listen, there's a double standard with burping.
There's no double standard.
For men and women. Yeah, there is.
There is. There is. I got to be honest.
Because when, let's give an example. When, you know, a guy's hanging out with his friends, lets out a big belch. Everyone's like, oh, nice. Right on.
Nice one, buddy.
Right on, brother.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, but guess what happens when a lady does it?
Oh, you're disgusting, pig.
That's my point. What if you need to just release a little?
I got to be honest. In some countries, and, you know, I've especially, you know, I was talking to Harmony, you know, so I'm half Korean. And in some countries, in her country, like if there's like a little burp or whatever at the table, you know, kind of turn your head. It's like, wow, the food is good.
Oh, yeah.
So when mom
went to China, she said you could like openly just burp at the table because then that shows them, this is delicious. So I don't see why those standards
aren't
applied
here. I wonder if you can openly
here.
Have like other gas.
Oh, Dad.
From the back.
Why do you have to bring it there?
From the bottom, from the back end of the, you know what I mean? Like that would be like ultimate, like, wow, he must really love the food. Did you hear that?
Wait, I'm actually curious. Like in
countries. And then he ran to the bathroom. You know what I mean? Things must be good. That's like probably like reviews from like at Checkers or something.
Look how fast he's running to the restroom.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
He must have had the big burger at Checkers.
He must
really love it.
No, serious question though. So if burping is it's not polite, but it's not like not polite.
Right.
Is that the same with other types of gas in other countries?
Probably not. I would say just because.
I think that just seems more impolite.
Just because burps don't put off like, they do, they can.
There's not like
a
smell.
It's like a foul smell. You know what I mean?
That was a real one.
Yeah. Excuse me.
That was.
But there's not like a foul smell like usually with a burp.
Every time you say foul, like. He keeps burping too, and that's funny. That's usually me.
I was trying to set up a burp for this, like you said, for the segment.
Yeah.
But
the one you did to like segue into this was very, very fake. Yeah, but it's those totally fake. Last three, bruh. Yeah,
who does that?
That's how like I mock you when you burp. Like if you burp, I copy you and go blah. Right.
I can't wait because I have like so many recordings of you burping and stuff like that. So like when you're 52 and you finally meet a man that wants to settle down.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. And so when that happens,
just be like, check out how many times she burped in this video.
And then I'll play this.
Yeah.
So people talk, guys talk about, oh, I got all these guns. I'm going to clean these guns. I have my daughters. And when the guy comes over, dude, you don't even need the guns. Show video of your daughters burping. Done.
Okay, but like I don't feel like it's such a big, this is my point. That's the double standard I'm talking about. But also, Dad, kind of back to the thing where like the dads like show their gun collection or whatever.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, when you have your Harley sitting in the driveway, it kind of looks cool. And I feel like maybe that's like equivalent to like having a gun collection.
Right, right. So what I could do is I could have like the Harley sitting in the driveway with
maybe you're like out there cleaning it.
Yeah, out like, there cleaning it with like bullet casings spread around. Like I just got done doing some shooting or something.
Yeah.
Like maybe throw like a dead bird or something, just to kind of throw it in the yard.
You know who would eat that?
Your dog, Honey.
Our dog, Honey. She, the other day, you weren't here, but I told you about this.
What if our neighbors are listening?
I know. This is what I'm nervous about. So let me tell from the beginning. I'm bad at telling stories, but anyways, so I'm sitting in my room and I can see out my window, Honey, like run. Like, and we have like, you know, kind of a nice sized yard. So she's like running around. That's not unusual. And then I hear like, bark, 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 like just, that's the sound I tried to make.
What was that?
Bark, bark, bark.
What was that? You were opening the window and it was like, bah, bah, bah.
No. Do you mean like, what was that in the story? Or like I did a bad impression? Like,
what was that noise for?
Bark, bark, bark. That was probably more what it's like.
What is that?
Okay, just, oh my gosh, let me move on.
Is it a turkey?
Jeez, I can't get through any story without you correcting how I'm telling the story. Okay.
Right, because you don't stop talking, Kelly.
Okay, so here.
Sum it up.
Okay, all right, I'll go faster. anyways, so she comes around and I go outside to check and she has a whole live chicken in her mouth. It's like flapping around. It's very sad.
She was playing with it.
Yeah, and then she accidentally killed it, and then she just was outside eating it.
Who kills their friends?
Yeah, I know. Oh. I'm wondering, was she like playing with it and then accidentally killed it, or do you think she was like, hey, get off my yard?
No, she probably was like, hey, little bird, let's play. And then she went to play with it and then realized that
no, actually,
she broke its neck.
No, but here's my thing.
And like, then it was bleeding.
You know when she plays with our cat, Bo, and she like really, you know, kind of like bites and messes with him, but never enough where he's like actually hurt.
Yeah, yeah. She wraps her mouth. And a lot of dogs.
She puts her mouth around his neck. Yeah, but like, but doesn't bite down. Way,
doesn't
yeah.
bite down.
Very
but
playful.
But she could. She's like, she it's could. Almost like you're playing and you're like, hey, listen, I could
Here's
kill you
Here's
right
what I could
now,
do, but I won't.
But I'm not
going to. But with the chicken, who was not so lucky, she just destroyed it. And it was awful to watch. She was proud, too. She kind of brought it around to show us and then thought we were going to take it from her. And then she left. It was disgusting. I told you about it, and I remember you were like, I was telling you on the phone, and you were like, what? Like, you didn't believe me for a second. I was like, no, she has a live chicken. Whose do you think that was?
Well, I hope it wasn't the neighbors, because it certainly wasn't the neighbors.
It certainly wasn't the neighbors.
Yeah, definitely wasn't the neighbors' chicken. We wouldn't allow that.
Yeah, that would
We would have
be
returned
crazy.
It immediately.
For sure.
But anyway, so we're kind of winding down. So we really don't have a lot of time left because we want to keep it short. We don't want people to, you know,
get
people
bored.
Need to do things. We don't want you to be bored listening to us talking about dead chickens and our dogs.
I can't even listen to, can't even listen to us. Like when we play it back, I hate listening to how I sound.
But I will tell you this, in about 8 months when we do another episode, we're going to do it on all the milk that we have in the house.
Are we saving that for the next one?
We have a thing.
All I'm going to say.
Things are happening and it's crazy.
All I'm going to say is the milk that we have in our house annoys you. Let's just leave it at that.
Something about the milk.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the milk in our house annoys me. And there's like a lot of other things, a lot of changes in life and different things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Things are just crazy right now. So
yeah,
we're going to talk about that and we'll probably talk about how your mom is going to hike the Appalachian Trail. Yeah. So we got a lot of things to talk about.
Lots of
updates. She won't be bringing all the milk there, though, will she? Okay.
A little salty about it?
No. No, not really.
So we'll see you guys in 12 months.
Yeah, it's going to be about 15 months, and we'll talk to you guys then. It's going to be great. So if you have any questions, email them to us. We won't answer them. Bye. Love you.
Bye. We'll be right back.